Judas Iscariot is one of the most complex and controversial figures in the Bible. His name is eternally associated with betrayal, but to fully understand his story and the factors that led to his downfall, it is necessary to delve deeper into the historical, cultural, and spiritual circumstances in which he lived. Judas was chosen by Jesus as one of the 12 disciples, a privilege that gave him intimate access to the teachings and presence of the Son of God. This choice highlights an intriguing aspect of Jesus' mission: the inclusion of people with diverse perspectives and backgrounds, including those who, like Judas, could bring unique challenges to the group. To understand Judas, it is crucial to comprehend the context in which he lived. Judas, whose name means praise or thanks, is also associated with Judas Maccabeus, a national hero who led a revolt against Seleucid oppression. The messianic expectation of his time was of a political and military liberator who would restore Israel to its former glory. The Jews were under the yoke of the Roman Empire, and many, like Judas, expected a Messiah who would bring liberation and justice through force. This background of oppression and messianic hope contributed to Judas's complex motivations and expectations regarding Jesus. The surname Iscariot suggests his origin from Kerioth, a town in the Judean region, distinguishing him from the other disciples, who were mostly from Galilee. This origin may have influenced his expectations of the Messiah. Kerioth, situated in a region of nationalist fervor, could have instilled in Judas a burning desire to see Israel free from foreign rule. This geographical and cultural aspect may have contributed to his vision of a Messiah as a revolutionary leader, which, when unmet by Jesus' spiritual mission, led to Judas's growing frustration. Jesus's choice of disciples was notably countercultural. Instead of selecting the most prestigious scholars or religious leaders, Jesus chose fishermen, a tax collector, and other ordinary men. Judas, with his aspirations and perhaps nationalist fervor, seemed a logical choice given the hope for a leader who would overthrow the Romans. However, Jesus knew the hearts of men and was aware of Judas's future betrayal, as recorded in John 6:70-71. Jesus answered them, "Have I not chosen you, the 12, yet one of you is a devil?" He meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who, though one of the 12, was later to betray him. Judas was not just a passive follower. He had concrete responsibilities within the group. He was the treasurer of the disciples, indicating a significant level of trust placed in him. In John 13:29, we see that the disciples trusted Judas to the point of thinking he was buying supplies or giving to the poor when Jesus spoke to him during the Last Supper. Despite this, John also reveals a dark side of Judas. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. John 12:6. This greed, possibly fueled by disillusionment with Jesus's ministry, was a flaw in his character that Satan exploited. One of the most significant events that precipitated Judas's betrayal was the anointing of Jesus at Bethany. During a dinner at the home of Simon the leper, Mary, the sister of Lazarus, anointed Jesus's feet with expensive perfume in an act of deep devotion and recognition of his divinity. Judas, however, criticized the gesture as wasteful, suggesting that the perfume could have been sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor. This incident is crucial because it reveals Judas's spiritual disconnection. He did not understand the depth of Mary's act, nor Jesus's mission, which was much more than politically liberating Israel. It was about the spiritual redemption of all humanity. Judas's reaction was so strong that immediately after this event, he went to the chief priests to negotiate Jesus' betrayal, accepting 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave, Matthew 26:14-16. Jesus' choice of disciples was notably countercultural. While the religious leaders of the time, such as the Pharisees and Sadducees, expected followers who were well-versed in Jewish law and tradition, Jesus chose ordinary men. Instead of selecting prestigious scholars or religious authorities, he opted for fishermen, a tax collector, and other societal figures who were not particularly notable for their position or knowledge. This decision reflected Jesus' purpose of reaching the humble and marginalized, demonstrating that the kingdom of God was open to all, regardless of social position or background. Among these chosen ones, Judas Iscariot, with his aspirations and perhaps nationalist fervor, seemed a logical choice, especially given the popular expectation of a Messiah who would overthrow Roman rule and restore Israel's sovereignty. Judas's presence among the 12 could be seen as a representation of those who desired political liberation. However, Jesus knew the hearts of men and was aware of Judas's intentions and future actions, as recorded in John 6:70-71. Jesus answered them, "Have I not chosen you the 12? Yet one of you is a devil." He meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who, though one of the 12, was later to betray him. This intentional choice demonstrates Jesus' profound understanding of human nature and the role each disciple would play in his ministry and redemptive mission. Judas was not just a passive follower. He had concrete responsibilities within the group of disciples. He was entrusted with caring for the money bag, acting as the group's treasurer. This position of trust indicated that Judas was seen as reliable and organized, capable of managing the finances necessary to sustain Jesus and his disciples during their itinerant ministry. In John 13:29, it is clear that the disciples trusted Judas to the point of thinking he was buying provisions or giving to the poor when Jesus spoke to him during the Last Supper. This financial role was crucial, as the group depended on donations and careful resource management for their daily needs. Despite the trust placed in him, the Gospel of John reveals a dark side of Judas. John 12:6 describes Judas as someone who, despite caring for the money bag, did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. This statement points to a growing moral corruption within Judas, characterized by greed and dishonesty. This flaw in his character may have been fueled by disillusionment with Jesus' ministry, which did not meet his expectations of a revolutionary leader. Such corruption made Judas vulnerable to Satan's temptations, which exploited his weaknesses to further the plan of betraying Jesus. One of the most significant events that precipitated Judas's betrayal was the anointing of Jesus at Bethany. During a dinner at the home of Simon the leper, Mary, the sister of Lazarus, anointed Jesus' feet with very expensive perfume called pure nard, in an act of deep devotion and recognition of Jesus' divinity and mission. This act of Mary, though full of reverence and love, provoked a critical reaction from Judas. He questioned the gesture, considering it a waste of valuable resources, suggesting that the perfume could have been sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor. This cold financial assessment, however, did not reflect a genuine concern for the needy, but rather a missed opportunity to divert funds for himself. Judas's indignation at this moment is revealing of his spiritual detachment from the values and purposes of Jesus. While Mary recognized Jesus's imminent death and honored him with a gesture of sacrifice, Judas saw only a missed financial opportunity. This spiritual disconnection, coupled with his greedy tendencies, culminated in his decision to betray Jesus. Shortly after this event, Judas sought out the chief priests to negotiate Jesus' betrayal, accepting 30 pieces of silver, the symbolic price of a slave, as described in Matthew 26:14-16. This incident at Bethany is crucial because it reveals Judas's spiritual disconnect. He did not understand the depth of Mary's act nor Jesus's mission, which went far beyond Israel's political liberation. It was about the spiritual redemption of all humanity. Mary's act of anointing Jesus with expensive perfume symbolized her devotion and anticipation of his sacrificial death. For Judas, however, the gesture was a waste of resources that could be used for other purposes, as he suggested, perhaps to divert funds for himself. Judas's inability to perceive the true nature of Jesus's ministry and the intrinsic value of a sacrificial act of love demonstrated a profound lack of spiritual understanding. Judas's reaction was so intense that immediately after this event, he sought out the chief priests to negotiate Jesus's betrayal. The agreed sum, 30 pieces of silver, was the price of a slave according to Mosaic law, Exodus 21:32, a paltry amount yet deeply symbolic. This act of betrayal, motivated by greed and disillusionment, marked the beginning of a series of events that would culminate in Jesus's crucifixion. In Matthew 26:14-16, we see Judas making this crucial decision, a point of no return in his journey, driven by a mix of disillusionment and evil influences. At the Last Supper, an event loaded with symbolism and significance, Jesus shared the Passover with his disciples, instituting the Eucharist and introducing the concept of a new covenant in his blood. This moment of communion was both a celebration of the Israelites' liberation from Egypt and a foreshadowing of Jesus' sacrifice, which would bring liberation from sin for humanity. During this meal, Jesus made a disturbing revelation. One of those present would betray him. This declaration caused great consternation among the disciples, who could not imagine that someone so close to the Peter, always impulsive and curious, asked John, the beloved disciple, to ask Jesus who the betrayer would be. In response, Jesus made a significant gesture by handing Judas a piece of bread dipped in the dish, John 13:26-27. In Jewish culture, this act of sharing bread represented honor and a sign of friendship. Therefore, Jesus's action was not only an identification of Judas as the betrayer, but also a final offer of grace and mercy, an opportunity for repentance. Jesus's gesture, laden with compassion, highlights the nature of his ministry, always willing to forgive, even in the face of betrayal. After receiving the bread, the biblical account tells us that Satan entered into him. This moment is crucial in the narrative, as it marks Judas's complete surrender to evil forces. He immediately left to complete his betrayal, leaving Jesus's presence and that of the other disciples, driven by a dark and irrevocable determination. This episode underscores the gravity of yielding to sin and temptation, especially when it involves actions that betray trust and God's mission. Judas's decision to go ahead with his betrayal, even after Jesus's offer of reconciliation, exemplifies a conscious choice to reject divine grace. The Bible repeatedly warns us about the danger of allowing hidden sin to take root in our hearts. Ephesians 4:27 cautions, "Do not give the devil a foothold." Judas's story is a tragic example of how small acts of dishonesty and greed can open doors to negative spiritual influences, leading to devastating consequences. The fact that Judas allowed his actions to be guided by Satan illustrates the risk of letting unconfessed sin and lack of spiritual understanding create a barrier between the individual and God's truth. After the supper, Jesus took his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane, a place of prayer and reflection that he frequently visited. This garden, located at the foot of the Mount of Olives, served as a crucial setting for Jesus's final moments of freedom before his arrest. There, Jesus faced deep agony as he prayed to the Father, aware of the imminent suffering. He asked, with anguished sincerity, that if possible, the cup of suffering be taken from him. However, in a demonstration of complete obedience and submission, he declared, "Not as I will, but as you will." Matthew 26:39. This moment is one of the most intense in the Gospel, revealing Jesus's full humanity in confronting fear and pain, while also reaffirming his divinity in submitting to God's will. While Jesus prayed, Judas arrived at the garden, accompanied by a crowd armed with soldiers and officials sent by the chief priests. This contingent came equipped for a violent capture, suggesting they expected resistance. Judas, the betraying disciple, had arranged a signal with them to identify Jesus. A kiss, a gesture laden with cultural significance as a sign of respect and affection. However, in this context, the kiss became an act of deep betrayal, a bitter irony, where a symbol of love was used to betray the master. By kissing Jesus, Judas handed him over to his enemies, thus fulfilling Jesus' prediction of betrayal made during the supper. Jesus, aware of the kiss's significance and his imminent arrest, remained calm and serene. His response to Judas's act was one of impressive tranquility, asking, "Friend, why have you come?" Matthew 26:50. This use of the word friend underscores the tragedy of the betrayal, as even at that moment, Jesus extended to Judas an opportunity to reflect on his actions. When the situation escalated and Peter impulsively cut off the ear of Malchus, the high priest's servant, Jesus immediately intervened. He rebuked Peter for his violence, stating that all who used the sword would die by the sword. Demonstrating compassion even at the moment of his capture, Jesus healed the wounded servant, Luke 22:51, an act that highlighted his mercy and power even amid betrayal. After Jesus' arrest, Judas was overcome with remorse. The realization of the consequences of his actions, seeing Jesus condemned unjustly, provoked a deep crisis of conscience. Attempting to rectify his mistake, he returned to the religious leaders and tried to return the 30 pieces of silver, confessing, "I have sinned, for I have betrayed innocent blood." Matthew 27:4. However, the religious leaders, who had manipulated Judas for their own ends, dismissed his confession, responding coldly, "What is that to us? That's your responsibility." This rejection heightened Judas's sense of isolation and despair. Unable to bear the guilt and remorse, Judas opted for an extreme act of despair. He hanged himself. This tragic act is a manifestation of his inability to seek true repentance and find forgiveness. Judas's story ends on a dark note, highlighting the difference between remorse and genuine repentance. While remorse is an emotional reaction to guilt, true repentance involves a change of heart and mind, a turning to God, and an acceptance of grace. Judas, unfortunately, did not take that final step, and his life ended tragically, offering a powerful lesson on the importance of not only recognizing mistakes, but also actively seeking forgiveness and reconciliation. The tragic end of Judas, reflection on proximity and grace. Judas's suicide is a dark and tragic end to a life that had the opportunity for closeness with the Son of God. Despite being physically close to Jesus, participating in his ministry, and witnessing numerous miracles, Judas failed to accept the grace and forgiveness available to all. This physical proximity, without an inner transformation, highlighted a critical flaw. Judas did not allow Jesus' message of love and redemption to penetrate deeply into his heart. His final despair, resulting from his inability to seek divine forgiveness, emphasizes a crucial distinction between remorse and genuine repentance. While remorse is a feeling of guilt or sadness for what has been done, genuine repentance is a change of heart that leads to confession and seeking forgiveness. Judas's story offers numerous significant spiritual lessons for all believers. First, it teaches that being physically close to God or involved in religious activities does not guarantee spiritual transformation. Judas was with Jesus, saw his miracles, and heard his teachings, but his heart remained hardened. He exemplifies the danger of a superficial spiritual life where external participation in religious practices does not correspond to a true inner conversion. True faith is not just a matter of being present in rituals or religious activities, but involves a change of heart and a personal, authentic relationship with God. The story of Judas Iscariot warns us of the danger of hidden sin. If not confessed and dealt with, sin can lead to spiritual ruin. Judas's greed, manifested in his dishonesty as the treasurer and his discontent with the spiritual path Jesus was leading for his followers, opened the door to Satan's influence in his life. This gradual process of allowing small, unconfessed sins to grow can result in a complete separation from God. Judas became an example of how sin can corrupt and destroy if not acknowledged and forsaken. As mentioned in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This promise of God emphasizes the importance of confession and seeking forgiveness. Acknowledging our errors and actively seeking God's forgiveness is essential for spiritual health. The lack of confession and true repentance prevents reconciliation with God and can lead to a state of despair, as seen in Judas's life. He did not seek the mercy that was available, opting instead for a tragic end. Judas's life and death serve as a powerful reminder of the importance of genuine repentance. Unlike Peter, who also failed by denying Jesus but repented and was restored, Judas allowed himself to be consumed by guilt without seeking the way back. Judas's story calls us to examine our own hearts, recognize the need for true spiritual transformation, and trust in God's infinite mercy. Divine forgiveness is available to all who sincerely repent, regardless of the severity of their sins. Thus, the tragedy of Judas not only warns of the dangers of sin and spiritual hypocrisy, but also exalts the abundant grace of God, which is always willing to welcome and restore those who turn to him with repentant hearts. This story is a powerful call for spiritual authenticity and living a faith that transforms rather than merely an external participation in religious practices. May we learn from Judas's error and seek a true and deep relationship with God based on love, faith, and genuine repentance. Judas's story also warns about the reality of Satan and his attempts to lead believers astray. He is the great deceiver whose most powerful weapon is temptation and deceit. The biblical narrative shows how Satan found an opening in Judas's weaknesses, especially through his greed and discontent. This evil influence culminated in Judas's decision to betray Jesus, evidencing how the devil can manipulate and corrupt when sin is given a place. Ephesians 6:11 exhorts us, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." This passage emphasizes the need for spiritual protection and constant vigilance against Satan's strategies, which seek to exploit our weaknesses to draw us away from God. The armor of God, as described in Ephesians 6, includes the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace as footwear, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. These elements represent spiritual integrity, defense against injustice, readiness for the gospel, trust in God, assurance of salvation, and the power of the Word. Judas's story serves as a powerful warning that without this spiritual protection, even those who were close to Jesus can be led astray. The narrative of Judas is a painful reminder that true repentance is essential for spiritual restoration. Remorse, without a return to God and a plea for forgiveness, leads to despair, as exemplified by Judas's final tragedy. The importance of genuine repentance is highlighted by the clear distinction between remorse and repentance. While remorse refers to a feeling of sadness or guilt for past actions, true repentance involves a change of mind and heart, leading to a transformation of life. Judas experienced remorse, as evidenced by his attempt to return the 30 pieces of silver and his confession of having betrayed innocent blood. However, he did not seek God's forgiveness, isolating himself in his guilt and eventually taking his own life. This response contrasts sharply with the example of Peter, who also denied Jesus, but truly repented and was restored. Luke 22:61-62 describes how after denying Jesus three times, Peter wept bitterly, recognizing his sin. The crucial difference is that Peter, unlike Judas, sought reconciliation with Jesus. After the resurrection, Jesus restored Peter, confirming his love and renewing his mission to feed his sheep, John 21:15-17. This process of acknowledging sin, genuine repentance, and accepting God's forgiveness led Peter to a new life of service and faith. It's important to note that, although Judas's betrayal was an act of wickedness, It also fulfilled the scriptures and God's redemptive plan. Jesus, knowing all things, knew from the beginning that he would be betrayed, and this betrayal was part of the divine purpose of his sacrificial death. In John 13:18, Jesus quotes Psalm 41:9, "He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me," indicating that Judas's betrayal was foretold and that Jesus was fully aware of his role in fulfilling the messianic prophecies. This knowledge not only reaffirms Jesus's omniscience, but also highlights the inevitability of God's plan of redemption. Through Judas's betrayal, Jesus's crucifixion became the means by which salvation was offered to the world. This seemingly tragic event was transformed into an act of incomparable grace and mercy. In Romans 8:28, Paul writes, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." This passage reminds us that even amid sin and betrayal, God's plan for redemption cannot be thwarted. God, in his sovereignty, uses even evil actions to accomplish his greater purposes, demonstrating his power to turn evil into good. The legacy of Judas Iscariot is a powerful warning about the dangers of unconfessed sin and the lack of true conversion. His story challenges us to examine our own hearts and consider the seriousness of sin, as well as the need to live a life of genuine devotion to God. Judas's betrayal is undoubtedly one of the darkest moments of the gospel narrative, symbolizing the depth of human depravity when removed from divine grace. However, this episode also serves to emphasize the light of redemption that shines through Christ's sacrifice, surpassing even the darkest acts. Judas's trajectory, from disciple to traitor, is a study of the complexities of human nature and the dangers of spiritual hypocrisy. Despite being physically close to Jesus, Judas was spiritually distant, demonstrating that external proximity does not necessarily translate into spiritual intimacy. This contrast serves as a warning to all who profess faith, encouraging us to seek a genuine and transformative relationship with Christ rather than merely an external adherence to religious practices. Judas had the privilege of walking with the Son of God himself, but did not allow this proximity to transform his heart. This underscores the importance of a faith that goes beyond appearances and manifests in true inner transformation. Judas Iscariot's story offers several important lessons. First, it highlights the necessity of a true relationship with Christ that goes beyond external appearances. Physical proximity to Jesus' ministry did not save Judas, just as involvement in religious activities or good works does not guarantee salvation. True transformation and salvation come from genuine faith and submission to God's will. This lesson is essential for all believers, reminding us that our relationship with God must be based on sincerity and spiritual commitment. Second, Judas's story reminds us of the gravity of sin and the importance of genuine repentance. Remorse without true repentance can lead to despair and destruction, as seen in Judas's case. On the other hand, genuine repentance, as exemplified by Peter, brings forgiveness and restoration. Peter also committed a grave error by denying Jesus, but his response was sincere repentance, which led to his restoration and spiritual strengthening. This difference highlights the importance of not only feeling sorrow for sin, but also turning to God in search of forgiveness and life change. Third, the narrative warns us about the reality of Satan and his temptations. Spiritual vigilance is crucial to avoid falling into his traps. We must constantly seek God's protection and guidance, resisting temptations and remaining firm in faith. Judas's story illustrates how the lack of vigilance and the concession to selfish desires can open doors to evil influence. Spiritual armor, mentioned in Ephesians 6, is essential to protect us against the wiles of the devil. Finally, Judas's story is a reminder that God can redeem even the most tragic situations and use them for good. Judas's betrayal led to Jesus's crucifixion, which in turn brought salvation to all humanity. This event demonstrates God's sovereignty, who can transform evil into good for those who love him and follow his purpose. This encourages us to trust God in all circumstances, knowing that he is capable of using even adversities to fulfill his redemptive purposes. The cross, once a symbol of shame and condemnation, became the ultimate symbol of redemption and victory. While Judas Iscariot's story is marked by betrayal and tragedy, it also points to the hope we have in Christ. Jesus, knowing Judas's betrayal, still loved him and gave him opportunities to repent. This same offer of love and forgiveness is available to all of us, regardless of the gravity of our sins. Christ's love is sufficient to redeem and restore us, and this is the central message of the gospel. Judas's narrative exhorts us not only to acknowledge our mistakes, but also to actively seek the forgiveness and restoration that Christ offers. The final message of Judas's story is one of warning and hope. We must be vigilant against the snares of sin and hypocrisy, but also trust in God's infinite mercy. May we learn from Judas's story to seek a life of true faith and devotion, always turning to Christ's redemptive light, which offers us forgiveness and a new life. Ultimately, Judas's story is a call to spiritual authenticity and trust in God's transformative grace.